I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. Our guest, Candy Staton, has been working in music for over four decades, from Christian upbringing to the Chitlin circuit, from making records in Muscle Shoals to disco. Her path hasn't always been easy. One of her earliest memories was making a pillow out of a cotton sack and falling asleep as her father worked the field.
I was born in a little bitty tiny city just north of Birmingham, Alabama. It's called Hantsville, and it's very rural. The way we grew up was so, you know, it was so real. We didn't have a lot of distractions. It was just family. We had no outside influence at all. It was just church and my mom putting the do's and don'ts in us, and we would sit on the porch and read the Bible.
You did do your time as a gospel singer. I know you had a little group, the Four Golden Echoes.
We did that maybe a year or so, and then my mom and dad separated. We went to Cleveland, and that's how we got with the Jewel Gospel Trio. What happened was Bishop Jewel had a band, and we got up and sung one of the old favorites, you know, of the church. I can't even remember what it was. But they joined in with the band, and I'm telling you, we tore the place down that night. And before you know it, we were making records. We were on the show with Sam Cooke, Lou Rawls, with the Soul Stirrers, all the gospel groups, Mahalia Jackson, Staple Singers. And,
wow.
And Aretha Franklin and her father. And I could go on and on and on.
Now, some of these groups ultimately went secular. I mean, they went from gospel to soul music.
I was so afraid when Sam did it, because we had been taught that you were going to hell if you sung that kind of music. And I was scared to death to sing it. But after reading the Bible and searching scripture for myself, I realized that it wasn't. And, you know, it's life music. It's something we live every day.
You can tell me how to go downtown. You can tell me how to shop around. But can somebody tell me, how am I supposed to get along with you?
And so my brother said, I got a friend at the 2728 Club down in Birmingham, you need to start singing the blues. He took me down to the club, and I tore the place up. That's how I met Clarence Carter.
You may think I'm silly to love a man twice my age, but I know from experience, girls, sometime it pays. The man I've got, the fire's almost gone. He can't heat up nobody's house. He got just enough to keep me warm.
As your life progresses and you move on, by the mid-70s, you have this huge disco hit, Young Hearts Run Free. How do you end up making a disco record?
I got tired of the Chitlin Circuit. The Chitlin Circuit was killing me.
Young hearts run free. They'll never be hung up like my man and me.
I was on Fame, and Warner Brothers was distributing. So I got with Warner Brothers directly. And David Crawford had been coming to the office every day looking for an artist. He heard that I was looking for a producer, so he went there and he asked him, could he produce me? At this time, I was in another very crazy relationship, and I would tell him what I was going through. And I didn't know he was writing the music. He wrote concerning my life on Young Hearts Run Free. That's why it was so personal to me.
I care about me. I'm gonna love me for the rest of my days. Encourage the babies every time they sing. Self-preservation is what's really going on today.
Candy Staton, I want to thank you for sharing your life and your art with me here on American Roots.
Thanks for having me.
When I just came back,
oh,
your hearts run free. They'll never be.
American Roots Shortcuts. I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.